The pandemic has left thousands of immigrants in the U.S. who need to renew their visas in limbo. There's a huge backlog in processing visas at U.S. embassies and consulates abroad. But if people leave the U.S. to renew those documents, they run the risk of not being able to return. Saurabh Datta, our member station WBUR, tells us how people from India in the Boston area are trying to figure it out.
Hi, Saurabh. Hey. Come on in.
Here in South Boston, Dr. Rajandeep Singh Pike lives with his wife, 9-month-old son, and his dog, Albus. Pike is a rheumatologist at Cambridge Health Alliance. His work visa expired during the pandemic, so if he left the U.S., he wouldn't be allowed to re-enter. For months, he's tried to book an appointment to renew his visa so he can go home to India to see family. He pulls up the State Department website on his phone to check how long the wait is to get that appointment at the U.S. Embassy in India.
So I'm going to just type New Delhi, and then you hit go. So this gives you a list of the different types of non-immigrant visas and then their respective appointment wait times. My visa, which is an H-1B, the wait time for that is 240 calendar days.
Appointment availability changes weekly, and there's no guarantee he can actually get one. Pike is legally authorized to work and stay in the U.S., but needs to renew his visa if he wants to travel and come back. Here's what it takes to do that. He first needs to secure an appointment with a U.S. embassy or consulate in India. He would then travel there to attend an in-person interview, and his passport would be taken for processing. The office would stamp a new visa in Pike's passport and return it to him. However, this entire procedure may not be completed by the time he's scheduled to fly back to the U.S. Pike says he hasn't been to India in more than 2 years.
We haven't been able to meet any of our other family, any of our friends, our pets back home, the streets of our hometown, the food we used to eat there. You can't recreate that feeling no matter how hard you try.
Many immigrants have missed weddings and baby showers during COVID. They streamed funerals on WhatsApp and FaceTime, saying goodbye to loved ones who passed away. In a statement, the U.S. Embassy in India says it is working at, quote, maximum possible safe staffing levels, and that wait times for appointments will remain significant for the foreseeable future. There are backups in other countries too. In Canada, wait times for an appointment extend beyond 1 year at some U.S. consulates. And in Istanbul, Turkey, almost 2 years. The State Department has made it easier for some. Applicants still need to go to their home country for a visa renewal, but some can bypass in-person interviews and can drop off their passport at a set time. Immigration attorneys say the delays are affecting work, student, and tourist visas. Annalise Araujo is the chair of the New England chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
For any person who asks me, should I travel overseas? I think my conservative advice is don't go. Not now. What happens if you go and your interview gets canceled last minute?
That's why Pike has not left the U.S. He says if the visa renewal is delayed while he's in India, his patients in the Boston area will suffer.
I can't afford to be stuck there for 6 weeks. I cannot treat a patient with swollen joints who I need to examine, or a patient with lupus remotely.
Pike says the uncertainty of his visa has taken a toll.
And I feel that if I didn't have this sword hanging above me all the time, I'd be in a much more comfortable place.
That same stress loomed over Adhira Vijay, whose visa expired last spring. She's a researcher at Mass General Hospital. She's pregnant and recovering from COVID. Her parents, who live in India, also got COVID, and Vijay says she wanted to go help them recuperate, but she knew she could not.
It's emotionally draining to think about your parents, how they are, what they are doing, how they are going through all the things by themselves. I mean, I should be there as a daughter. I should be there for them, at least at this time.
And hunting for a visa appointment for herself to go to India or for her parents to visit Boston turned into a routine that lasted months.
Every single day when I come to the lab, the first thing that I check is I check for my appointment. And then in the evening, I check for my parents' appointment. And also there is another catch. You cannot check 10 times a day.
That's because the website locks out an applicant for up to 72 hours after a few tries. Many have found creative ways to avoid that. More than 100,000 people on the messaging app Telegram communicate in a group chat to track appointment availability and alert each other if a slot opens up. And one finally did for Vijay a few days after we spoke with her. Her own persistence paid off. Now, she's preparing to travel to New Delhi for her upcoming appointment in June. For Here and Now, I'm Saurabh Datar.